The mission of St. Maximilian Kolbe, entrusted to his Knights of the Immaculata, was that of converting the whole world to the Catholic Church. He said, "Only until all schismatics and Protestants profess the Catholic Creed with conviction, when all Jews voluntarily ask for holy baptism, only then will the Immaculata have reached its goals." In other words, St. Maximilian insisted there is no greater enemy of the Immaculata and her knighthood than today's ecumenism, which every knight must not only fight against, but also neutralize through diametrically opposed action and ultimately destroy. We must realize the goal of the Militia Immaculata as quickly as possible, that is, to conquer the whole world and every individual soul which exists today or will exist until the end of the world for the Immaculata and through her for the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. The primary goal of the Militia Immaculata thus consists in overcoming heresies and errors, and that is one of the finest victories of the Immaculata. The saint had no doubt whatsoever that erroneous doctrines are the mortal enemy of souls because they darken human reason and destroy logical thinking. False teachings are the worst possible calamity and the greatest danger for the salvation of souls. Saint Maximilian grapples with them all. Not one of the Christian religions that are praised so much today does he exclude. First, he answers the question, why are there so many denominations? The reason is sin and vice. Let's have a brief look into the history of some of these denominations. With Orthodoxy, Bardas, the uncle of the drunken emperor Michael III, who ruled the state for him, had an inappropriate sexual relationship with a widow of his own son. The saintly Bishop Ignatius admonished him on that account, but in vain. And so, on the occasion of a divine liturgy in the year 857, he declared him to be a public scandal. The result was rage, the banishment of Saint Ignatius, a new patriarch Phocius, and the beginning of Orthodoxy. Martin Luther, an Augustinian monk, broke his vows, pulled a nun out of the cloister, took her as his wife, and founded Protestantism. Henry VIII, King of England, was tired of married life with Catherine of Aragon and wanted Anne Boleyn as his wife. After that, he changed his wives as though they were gloves, and so the deprived monarch founded the Anglican Church in 1537 because the Pope would not and could not allow him to transgress God's law in that way. Those are the origins of defection from Christ's Church. Therefore, everyone whose intellectual development, occupation, and circumstances allow it, not only has the right, but also the solemn duty to investigate the truth, and thereby come to know the true religion of Christ, and to live in accordance with it. Saint Maximilian saw Protestantism as being particularly dangerous, because it blocks people's way to their mother, which is the Holy Church, and denies them the necessary means for attaining eternal happiness. Catholicism conquers souls, and it will always conquer souls because it alone has the truth, and the truth shall make you free, says the Lord Jesus. It gives them happiness, insofar as it can be experienced at all in this valley of tears. It satisfies the understanding which seeks answers to the various questions of the present day. Only Catholicism can provide this, and it does provide it. Saint Maximilian also notes the reason why there can be only one true religion and why all others are false. Our faith is upheld by a clear inner logic and an objective approach to reality, which is independent of human opinion, even if all men were to be against it. Although not everyone loves the truth, nevertheless, only it can be the foundation of lasting happiness. Truth has a boundless, indeed godlike power. That is true in matters of religion also. We encounter many, many religious denominations in the world, and it is a widespread opinion that every religion is good. We cannot agree with this statement. Only the one who judges in accordance with the truth has the truth. If it is the truth, then, that God exists, then all the godless people who claim that there is no God are in error. If God did not exist, then all those who belong to a religion would be mistaken. Furthermore, if it is true that Christ is risen, then what he taught is also true, along with the fact that he is the incarnate God. But if he is not risen, then all Christian religions have no reason for being. Finally, if Jesus did in fact say to Peter, "Thou art the rock, and on this rock I will build my church," and he thereby gave the sign by which anyone can easily distinguish his church from the 100 other Christian churches, then only those who are in the Catholic Church are on the right path. Only they have the guarantee that they will attain peace and contentment here on earth and will one day have eternal life if they seek God according to the teaching of the Church. Similarly, this is true for all other religious cases. For example, if it is true that the Immaculata appeared to Bernadette in Lourdes, then it is certain that she is alive and loves all mankind like a true mother. Acknowledge the truth. No one, therefore, can change the truth. Only one can seek the truth, find it, profess it, conform one's life to it, walk along the path of truth in all things, especially in what concerns the ultimate goal of life, namely, one's relationship with God. All men seek happiness. There is no such thing, however, as a happiness which is not built upon the truth. Only the truth can be the indestructible foundation of happiness, and so it is, both for the individual human being and also for all of humanity. Again and again, Saint Maximilian calls upon the Knights of the Immaculata to fight for the truth, which is possible only if they also fight against error. They, the Knights, will spread the fundamental truths of Catholic doctrine and will especially counteract godlessness, free thinking, religious indifference, and anti-clericalism. The one who conquers all heresies is the Immaculata. Through our total consecration to her, we are permitted to cooperate with her in overcoming the mortal enemies of the Church and of souls, in building up Christ's kingdom, and in snatching our fellow men away from everlasting death. But how much longer will this battle last? Saint Maximilian Kolbe himself had said it. Only until all schismatics and Protestants profess the Catholic Creed with conviction, when all Jews voluntarily ask for holy baptism, only then will the Militia Immaculata have reached its goal. In other words, there is no greater enemy of the Immaculata and the knighthood than today's ecumenism, which in 1933 was an exclusively Protestant movement, which every knight must not only fight against body and soul, but also neutralize through diametrically opposed action and ultimately destroy. We must realize the goal of the Militia Immaculata as quickly as possible, that is to conquer the whole world and every individual soul which exists today or will exist until the end of the world, for the Immaculata and through her for the most sacred heart of Jesus. Saint Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us.